gas is still flowing intermittently from an uncontrolled exploratory drilling well on the North Slope. The well suffered a blowout yesterday morning. It's located on land a few miles from the Beaufort Sea. Kathy Forrester is the engineering commissioner for the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. She says the well is releasing a mix of gas and water.
This is a real dynamic situation. If you had called me 2 hours ago, I would have told you that there was no more gas flowing, but now there's some more gas flowing. So it's just a dynamic situation.
Neighbors Drilling was drilling the well for Repsol, a Spanish company. 2,500 feet below the surface, they hit a gas pocket that sent the drilling mud out of the well. Repsol estimates 42,000 gallons of drilling mud spilled onto the well pad and surrounding snow-covered tundra. The company isn't estimating how much gas has been released. The area is still evacuated because of the danger of sparking the natural gas. Forrester says crews won't return to the drilling pad until they're confident the gas has stopped or they have a way to ensure the gas won't blow back toward the rig.
Since the rig has been shut down now for over 24 hours, and it's cold up there and there's lots of fluids in the drilling operation, lots of things are frozen off. So the first step will be to thaw things out so they can get the rig back to running.
Repsol has contracted with Wild Well Control out of Texas to bring the well back under control. A team from the company arrived in the area early this morning. Forrester says engineers and inspectors with the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will approve their plan for killing the well. She says they will likely use heavier drilling mud to do the job.
If you can get heavy enough mud down into the well, then the weight of the mud will exceed the pressure of the formation that's flowing. And once there's greater pressure pushing down than pushing up, it'll stop.
Forrester says once the well is controlled, the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will investigate the accident. Forrester says Repsol may be able to use the same well, but they may have to move and start all over. There have been 10 other blowouts on the North Slope. The last one was in 1994.